You wouldn't think a singer who was doing close to 300 shows a year at their peak would be nervous each time the curtains rose. Tad Hershorn with the Institute of Jazz Studies at Rutgers Newark says that was the case for Ella Fitzgerald.
But when that music started, man, there she was. And it was like watching your grandmother turn into a superwoman.
You must take the A train.
And still, descriptions like shy, self-protective, and even reclusive have been labeled on Ella Fitzgerald. Dr. Judith Tick is putting the finishing touches on her book, Becoming Ella, the jazz genius who transformed American song. She says an elementary school document found during her research describes a 7-year-old Fitzgerald as self-reliant.
And then when she was 9 years old, a teacher wrote ambitious, and that just blew me away because I can't imagine most 9-year-olds being seen as ambitious. But she was, and it was a characteristic that really defined her path.
Dr. Tick says as time moves on, it'll only become more difficult to uncover what kind of person Ella Fitzgerald was.
She didn't leave diaries and letters. Well, there were some letters, but they're not revealing. She wasn't a person who wrote out her feelings. There aren't that many people who were going to talk about them. Jazz musicians in general have a code of honor in which you don't necessarily reveal things about somebody else if they haven't said them themselves.
I've been listening to Ella since I was 15 years old.
San Francisco native Jim Blackman is no normal Ella fan. Over the years, he became a close personal friend.
I would go to her house, stay at her house. She said, oh, you're part of the family. We're just going to sit in the kitchen area and eat.
Blackman says he was hanging around backstage at her shows for years before their friendship started.
I got to know her traveling companion and her road manager and basically hid myself from Ella because I knew she was very private and guarded and I didn't want to be around when she would say, who's that person always around? So I would hide from her. And finally, she did get to know who I was.
Jim Blackman believes if she wasn't that type of person, she may have been a different singer.
All of those things that she showed on the stage, humility, dignity, were what she was like in real life.
Blackman is no musician, but when answering questions that delve further into Ella Fitzgerald's personal life, his responses reflect that secretive code of honor Dr. Judith Tick talked about.
Listen to her music. The music is the be-all and the end-all.
In Newark, I'm Meng Santos, WBGO News.
This music makes me want to sing. Oh, you organ grinder swing.